62 and sunny in Montrose, 45 in Gunnison, 58 in Hotchkiss. Let's check in with political thinker Arlen Williams from gulagbound.com. Good morning, Arlen. How are you?
I am 58, too. I'm doing fine.
You're 58?
Yes. Oh. And I don't look a day over 78, but I feel like I'm 18, so we'll average that out.
Looking good, Arlen. Arlen Williams. So you're not a baby boomer. You're from that generation after the baby boom, right?
Yeah, right after. I grew up looking at these freaks walking around protesting, and I'm thinking, who the heck are they? What happened? What was in the water? Yeah, that's how I grew up.
And what do you call your generation, 1970s? You were the Led Zeppelin generation.
Kind of, yeah. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. Yeah, that's us. Grooving and moving. The hard classic rock generation.
Tell me about your political formation, Arlen. Was it, were you like Clarence Thomas? You were a leftist at the beginning, and then you, in college, you became a more conservative?
No. I remember making a poster in fifth grade that said, "Smite the smut," and, you know, protesting against all the cultural Marxism creeping in, creating the sexual revolution at the time.
Really?
See, I was hip on all this stuff. I lived in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We moved there in 1966. My dad was a pastor of the First Baptist Church right on Geneva and Broad Street, a block away from Main Street. And these guys would come up on July 4th and march and riot, break windows, you know. Ooh. The Bill Ayers type people from Chicago. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with these jerks?
Wow.
That's how I grew up.
Got it. Gulagbound.com. Arlen, have you been to Europe ever?
Yes, I'm actually still there trying to foment Germany Spring. Taking a book out of the Arab Spring skullduggery of the CIA because that went so well.
Are you of German descent?
One quarter of me.
Germany's a great country, great history. Sadly, a lot of it, is covered up by recent history. But there's a lot of great history to Germany.
Well, you know, when they were fighting the Romans, they were trying to do some good, but. But I think, you know, forget all these freaking weird white supremacists. If you want to be a racist, now I decry racism, but if you want to be tempted, I think you should focus on Germany. Because out of Germany we get not only Nazism, we get Marxism. As soon as the French Revolution and the Reign of Terror failed, that whole thing centralized in Germany, in Frankfurt. And you got, at the same time we had the American Revolution, we had the Bavarian Illuminati trying to figure out how to control the world with the globalist elites. It started happening way back then. Mm. And from that, we have the global socialist movement coming out and all these offshoots.
Well, who
eco-fascism.
Well, the great German philosopher Nietzsche, he died in 1900.
Yeah, that jackass.
He was revered by Hitler. He's the godfather of modern atheism. How is he perceived in the world today in academia and in Germany?
Oh, I'm sure they love him. Oh, out here, I don't know. I try to get a conversation with any of these guys, and they just look down into their beer steins and stiff a bratwurst in their mouth and grumble about not wanting to be accused of being a Nazi, so they want to change the subject. But no, actually, I'm in Wisconsin trying to figure all this out. Yeah, Nietzsche was, you know, just a one in a long line of these freaking materialist philosophers that they had stemming typically out of Germany. Martin Heidegger was Hitler's contemporaneous favorite philosopher. Nietzsche was dead by that time. God wasn't, but Nietzsche was dead. And before then was Schopenhauer. And they came up with the wonderful idea that the individual should be glorified through the state instead of being free, like we had with true Western natural philosophers like John Locke and Algernon Sidney and and all the good guys that formed the basis of the American Revolution.
So there's good and bad from the Enlightenment, right?
Yes, yes. They went down the materialistic plane, and then, of course, that's where we get also Karl Marx and his best buddy Hegel with the dialectic revolution to go increasingly toward the utopian state of egalitarianism. It's just crazy. That's why. And we're still suffering from it. And so we have, I think, the locus of evil in the modern world, the closest thing to it. I don't think it's in Moscow, although Putin's a jackass, and I don't think it's in Mecca or Persia. I think it's closest thing we can come to is back where we've had it for the last over 200 years, back in Germany with Angela Merkel swearing basically to take up the cudgel and fight Donald Trump and his creeping nationalism, these bold and daring ideas of countering the globalist machinations.
How much in peril is a great country like Germany or the UK as far as, I mean, they're not being fruitful in multiplying these people.
Yeah, they don't want to be nations anymore. They want to be led around by the nose. You see, all the good guys came to America, all the people with real testosterone in their bloodstream. No, it's not true. But so many of them are kowtowed to and dependent, semi-dependent on government over there. And they're just a more passive, state-passive aligned people. And so they've accepted all these, frankly, Muslim people into their countries. What I want to know about Donald Trump is when he was in Saudi Arabia, how come he didn't say, why don't you guys take in the refugees? Why don't you guys do it? Maybe it's because so many of them are Shiite. I don't know. But anyway, you've got what's being labeled as Eurabia happening in Europe. And if you want to be a real conspiracy theorist, the idea is that the powers that want to dismember and dismantle nationalism itself and Western civilization want Islamists coming into the country. And I would put it out there that anybody who really believes in Islam, any Muslim, if they want to go to the core of their faith, becomes an Islamist and a jihadi. And the more that they can accept multiculturalism is the idea, then you have essentially a breakdown of nationhood itself.
But don't they?
Because a nation is a culture. And if you have multiculturalism, you don't have nations anymore. What?
But if they're below, they're losing the war in the bedroom, Arlen. They're below.
That's right.
They're below participation replacement rate.
Well, I think the powers that be, the George Soroses of the world, the true globalist machinators of the machine, really want that as a ploy. It's their ploy to just put pedal to the metal and break down Western civ. I don't know what they think they'll do with the ongoing that is in store for the Western world, but maybe they're working on a genetic virus that would attack Arabs. Maybe they think that's the solution. I don't know what they think they're going to be able to do to survive beyond it. But the breakdown of Western civilization and nationhood is certainly a goal that they, I think, believe is worth it.
Arlen Williams from gulagbound.com. What is Donald Trump doing wrong these days?
Well, I think it stems back from his idea of being non-ideological and letting the rhino powers that be in the Republican convention, Republican committee, and Reince Priebus and his underlings set up the White House for him. That's what I think he's going.